All right, Alex says she's mortified because she accidentally hit on someone's boyfriend yesterday. I don't think there's an accident at all involved here, but go ahead, do your little spiel.
You don't even
spiel.
Know the story. How can you say that?
Listen, I know you, and just go ahead. Right. Go ahead. I don't want to make you look bad.
So let me explain this and give you some backstory. So there's a morning show in Washington, D.C., and I follow the guy and the girl on Instagram, and they follow me. But I have never met them in real life, okay? So we're like social media friends, barely acquaintances. I don't know their personal lives or anything like that, okay? So we're like industry friends within radio.
Yeah, you work in the same field.
Right. So yesterday, this guy on the morning show posted a picture with another guy, and he said, hanging with Bay. And like was joking, obviously, like it's his friend. And the guy was smoking hot. So I commented and I said, Bay with the eye emojis. Like, hey, your friend is cute.
The heart eyes.
The eyes like looking. You know, that's my fave. I always use the eyes. So I commented that. And then that was way early in the day. And then hours go by. And then I see a picture uploaded by this other girl on that same show. And she's with this super hot guy. And I like, whoa, you go, girl. I comment and I say, you go, girl. Your boyfriend's hot. And then because of Instagram's stupid algorithm or whatever, how things are never in order, the original photo of the guy and his guy friend that I said bae on, that came back up. And I saw it again and I was like, wait a minute. And then I went back to that girl's Instagram and I was like, wait, this is the same guy. I hit on this girl's boyfriend earlier in the day, and then hours went by, and then I told her, ooh, you go, girl, this guy is hot, after she had probably already saw that I hit on her boyfriend on the other guy's Instagram. So then, knowing that she probably saw it, was like, wow, this girl has some big ones.
That bitch.
Yeah, commenting on, she obviously saw me hit on her boyfriend, and then I, say to her, wow, you've got a hot boyfriend. She's like, this girl's obsessed with my man or something. So then, I went back to the morning show guy's Instagram and commented on the picture of him and that guy again underneath my bae comment, and I tagged her and I said, oh my gosh, I am so sorry. Here's what I read. I said, I am so embarrassed that I just realized this dude is your dude. I'm going to crawl in a hole and die now, crying laughing. And she's never responded after she's posted on Instagram. I am so humiliated. I feel like now I'm going to be seen as the girl in radio that hits on other radio chicks boyfriends or whatever, and I totally didn't mean to.
Alex says all this, but here she is listening at home. Hey, hey, yeah, yeah.
I don't like your girlfriend. No way, that is not no what's way. Going on.
So she's sending this guy, DMing him and all that. Oh, I didn't know. Here's my thing. I would believe that if this is a one-time isolated incident, and I'm glad you're...
Okay, I knew you were going to bring this up.
I'm glad you're drinking right there, because I was going to say, Alex, you're pretty damn thirsty, aren't you? Because Alex always comments on any hot-ass guy, whether he's an athlete, whether he's a radio person, just anything.
Yeah, if they're a celebrity.
Hold on. I just heard your BS excuse. Let me call you out for what you've been done. And producer MYK, don't be afraid to back me up on this one so it's not me attacking her.
I'm hearing you both.
Okay, and Liv the Web Girl will chime in 1 second, too. We've got a whole group here. Little therapy for you, Alex.
Oh, come on.
You say it's cute and innocent, but you're always... I don't even know. I know one of your big thing is, and I can't say it correctly, MYK, daddy. You always say daddy to these guys.
Okay, yeah. I comment that on, Danny Amendola's Instagram or Julian Edelman or something. I don't put that on people I know in real life or, Pete Davidson, who I have a crush on from SNL.
Liv the Web Girl, please.
I kid you not. Almost every other day, I will be scrolling through Instagram and see that Alex has commented on 10 different minor celebrity guys, daddy with the ring emoji.
And people, keep in mind, Alex is verified on Instagram, so her comments pop up on every single picture. Anytime she comments, it's right there.
Which is bullcrap, because here's the thing. You know how many photos I can't like anymore? There's a girl that I know, Taylor from The Red Room. I finally could like one of her photos because it didn't show her boobs on there. It was her and a dog.
Joe, you're married. Alex is not.
It doesn't matter. Your double standard is outrageous.
What?
No. No, 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 no.
That's not a double standard. That's being married.
I get so much crap for liking a photo. I don't say, ooh, boobies or hey hottie or any of that crap.
Yeah, you
exactly. I don't say yummy.
Just happen to have boobies in them.
That's all these girls put on there. It's just bikini stuff, and I can't like any of them. But
what you're
here's
saying
Alex.
Is off topic, but completely different.
No, it's not off topic. I just think it's good that you finally got caught.
That's not getting caught. This is a real person. I comment stuff like that on celebrities that like don't matter. Like Julian Edelman isn't gonna freaking come after me. You know what I mean?
You'd like him to though.
And well, yeah. But like with this girl and her boyfriend, I like know her sort of. You know what I mean? Like I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't go after on purpose somebody's boyfriend like that.
Okay,
it was an accident. That obviously, if I didn't care, then I wouldn't have commented back and tagged her to show her like I'm so sorry.
Or to cover yourself for sure. That's not a bad idea. All right, Alex, just go back to listen to your song.
Hateful. You guys are zero help.